Echo Ridge, Vermont looks like a postcard-perfect New England town, but beneath its charming facade lies a disturbing pattern of violence against young women. When 17-year-old twins Ellery and Ezra Corcoran arrive to live with their grandmother, they're immediately entangled in the town's dark legacy. Their mother's twin sister Sarah disappeared on homecoming night 25 years ago, her body never found. 5 years before the twins' arrival, homecoming queen Lacey Kilduff was murdered at the local Halloween attraction. Within moments of their arrival, the twins discover the body of science teacher Jason Bowman, victim of a hit-and-run. This grim welcome sets the tone for their stay in a town where tragedy seems to lurk around every corner. What makes Echo Ridge so chilling is how the past and present blur together. The same families occupy the same houses, their children walking the same routes where previous generations met their doom. As Ellery astutely observes, in Echo Ridge, the past isn't really past. It's more like a shadow that follows you everywhere you go, growing darker and longer with each passing year until it threatens to swallow you whole. Family histories profoundly shape identity throughout the novel. Ellery and Ezra grew up shadowed by their missing aunt and a mother whose trauma led to addiction and emotional absence. Ellery's true crime obsession represents her attempt to understand the family trauma that defined her. Malcolm Kelly carries a different burden as brother to Declan, the prime suspect in Lacey's murder. Though never charged, public opinion condemned Declan, forcing him to leave while his family endured the aftermath. These inherited traumas actively constrain the younger generation. When Malcolm's mother tells police he's not like Declan, it reveals how Malcolm has never been allowed his own identity. Similarly, Ellery navigates whispers about her crazy mother and missing aunt. Both struggle with a fundamental question: how do you forge your own identity when it's so entangled with family trauma? Echo Ridge exemplifies the contrast between appearance and reality in small-town America. The community projects perfection while concealing darkness beneath. Fright Farm serves as the perfect metaphor. A place for controlled scares becomes the site of actual horror with Lacey's murder. Similarly, homecoming festivities take on a sinister quality as they proceed through streets where young women have vanished. Social hierarchies depend on careful image management. Katrine Nilsson maintains her queen bee status through calculated friendships and strategic maneuvers. Her lunch table mirrors the town's power structure. Seating arrangements function as political alliances, while casual conversations mask deliberate reconnaissance. Characters hide behind constructed personas. Brooke acts as Katrin's loyal sidekick while harboring deeper ambitions. Viv poses as a serious journalist while fabricating threats for advancement. Ellery conceals fear behind true crime knowledge, while Malcolm hides resentment behind politeness. This culture of secrecy creates an ideal environment for violence. When a community values appearance over truth, predators hide in plain sight, their crimes obscured by collective denial. Two can keep a secret if one of them is dead. This adage hints at the deadly consequences of shared knowledge in Echo Ridge. Secrets exact a psychological toll on both individuals and the community. For Sadie Corcoran, secrets led to addiction. She reveals to Ellery she was supposed to meet Sarah the night she disappeared, but skipped out to lose her virginity. "I've spent my whole life thinking that if I'd just been there, Sarah would still be alive." Daisy Wong carries the burden of her secret love for Declan Kelly and guilt about Lacey's death. When she finally confesses, the relief is palpable. "I've never told anyone that before." Secrets corrode relationships. Ellery and Sadie's strained mother-daughter dynamic stems from Sadie's refusal to discuss the past. Malcolm and Declan's brotherly bond fractured through unspoken suspicions. Even Lacey and Declan's relationship was undermined by his feelings for Daisy. Echo Ridge's culture of silence enables violence to continue. By refusing to reckon with past tragedies, the town creates conditions where history repeats itself. Collective silence becomes complicity. Through Ellery's character, the novel examines society's fascination with true crime and questions the ethics of transforming tragedies into entertainment. Ellery approaches Echo Ridge with a detective's mindset. True crime has taught me three things. One, anyone is capable of murder under the right circumstances. Two, the killer is usually hiding in plain sight. And three, it's always the boyfriend. This investigative approach helps her spot connections others miss, but also leads to incorrect assumptions that nearly damage friendships. At times, she treats cases like puzzles rather than human tragedies, as when she digs through trash at Fried Farm during Brooke's disappearance. Viv Cantrell represents the darkest side of true crime obsession, manufacturing threats and planting evidence for a compelling story, valuing views over truth and ethics. The novel doesn't simply condemn true crime interest. Ellery's knowledge helps solve both current and past murders, and as she develops, she learns to balance investigation with empathy, showing how true crime interest can be channeled constructively. The novel explores justice and closure after violence with nuanced complexity. For Declan Kelly, justice never arrived. Though not formally charged with Lacey's murder, public opinion condemned him, destroying his future. "I'm nobody," he tells a stranger, a heartbreaking admission from someone reduced to suspected murderer. Peter Nielsen represents justice delayed but eventually served. A respected community leader who hid his violent nature for decades, his arrest brings some justice for multiple victims, but can't undo the damage or resurrect the dead. Closure proves equally elusive. When Brooke's body is discovered, Ellery recognizes the gap between intellectual understanding of murder investigations and their devastating emotional reality. For families like the Kilduffs and Corcorans, closure isn't a single moment, but an ongoing process of living with permanent absence. The novel's ending reinforces this complexity. While the main mystery is solved, Ellery withholds Peter's final confession, that he killed Sarah thinking she was Sadie, recognizing that sometimes full disclosure doesn't serve justice or healing. Despite its dark themes, the novel ultimately offers hope through characters finding ways to forge identities beyond their defining traumas. For Ellery, this involves reconciling with her mother and embracing her expanded family. When Sadie rushes to her hospital bedside, Ellery returns her mother's hug with all her remaining strength, a gesture symbolizing her willingness to rebuild their relationship. Malcolm's journey involves breaking free from his brother's shadow and stepfather's influence. He establishes his own identity while planning a future separate from the Nielsen household. His relationship with Ellery represents choosing connections based on genuine understanding rather than obligation. Secondary characters like Declan and Daisy build a life that acknowledges Lacey's death without being imprisoned by it. The novel's final image of Ellery and Malcolm walking hand in hand symbolizes moving forward without forgetting the past. Ellery's thoughts about SATs, college visits, getting to know my half-siblings, and maybe more dates with Malcolm show that even in a town haunted by violence, new beginnings remain possible.